Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
The Worcester Fire Department is mourning the loss of one of its own, a firefighter killed in a large fire in an apartment building yesterday. As WBUR's Max Larkin reports, for the community and the fire department, it's bringing back memories of grief and gratitude.
Sometime after 3 o'clock Sunday morning, Oscar Moquete awoke to find a wire having burned on the wall of his apartment and smoke rising between the floorboards. It was unbelievable, at least at first.
At some point, I think it's a madness.
But Moquete, who lives with his wife and teenage children in a packed six-family home on Lowell Street, soon realized this was no dream.
And I know I can't stay there. You know, it's very dangerous. I need to move here and my family. I get out to the building.
As Moquete and his family rushed out of the building, Worcester firefighters rushed in. According to the city's fire chief, Michael Lavoie, there they found a powerful blaze.
Conditions deteriorated rapidly, with heavy fire forcing several firefighters on the second floor to evacuate.
Two of those men were brought to the hospital, and one of them, 36-year-old Christopher Roy of Shrewsbury, succumbed to his injuries. Worcester's longtime mayor, Joseph Petty, noted the painful timing of Roy's death.
Once again, December has proven to be the cruelest month of the year for the Worcester Fire Department.
The cold storage warehouse fire that killed six city firefighters burned 19 years ago on December 3rd. Another veteran member of the force, John Davies, died on December 8th, 2011. Roy's death must have felt like a bad dream for Chief Lavoie. He has said he was motivated to become fire chief by the deaths in 1999, and that he's tried to pursue safety for the force. Those December memories linger in the minds of people in town, too. Debbie Plaud lives around the corner from the Lowell Street scene. She moved to Worcester just before the cold storage fire, and she says all these deaths in the line of duty have only deepened the city's respect for its firefighters.
You know, they mean a lot to everybody here. You know, they... But what's it for them? What do we do, you know?
Oscar Moquete's wife, Yolanda Lopez, said her family has probably lost all that they had, but that Roy and the others have helped give them the only thing that matters.
I have a life. My son have a life. All family life. I'm sorry for the firemen. I'm so sorry.
Roy, a relative newcomer to the force, leaves behind parents in Worcester and a 9-year-old daughter. City officials and neighbors say they won't forget his sacrifice. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Max Larkin.